Well, as you know, on Friday afternoon, Friday evening our time in South Sudan, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution to adjust the mandate of the United Nations mission in South Sudan and MIS to be able, in addition to its core task, to support the implementation of the peace agreement, better known or exactly known as the agreement of the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. This resolution is only extending the mandate for a period of 45 days, whereby there will be, at the request of the Secretary General, will review and look at providing assessment recommendation and to include resource requirements for civilian and force structure to be able for UNMISS to deploy and to be able to support the implementation of the agreement.
There is also talk about in terms of civilian protection, and there's also a suggestion that the UNMISS should use drones.
Well, in more general terms, as you well know, South Sudan is a very difficult country to travel, to patrol, and to be able to move. So what the resolution is suggesting, and it's very clearly in its text, is that there should be a use of aerial unmanned aircraft, drones, in order to be able to better fulfill the protection of civilian mandate by being able to better know and assess the situation through those unmanned air vehicles, those drones, throughout the country. Again, this is mostly because South Sudan is such a difficult country to access, such a difficult country to patrol. The same drones have been deployed in UN missions in Mali and in eastern DRC, also exactly for the same reason, because it's very hard to patrol and know what is going on just with manpower walking and patrolling an area.
What challenge do you think UNMISS will face in terms of implementing this?
Well, I mean, I cannot talk for the government. What I can only say or repeat is what the government has been saying, that it could cause a disagreement and hostility, and I can only comment that from the government position. We will try to find a position and a common ground with the government to be able to deploy the assets that are really necessary to support the mission, to support the work of the mission, to support the men and women of this mission, be they military or civilians.
A new element of introducing the mandate of UNMISS is to monitor the peace agreement. So in terms of the hybrid court, how do you think UNMISS is going to come in here?
I think there are two new things in this mandate, in addition to the four core activities that we've had for the last 2 years. One is, of course, UNMISS is now mandated to participate in the monitoring commission that is going to verify the ceasefire, the peace agreement, support the ceasefire monitoring team, which are currently headed by the regional body of IGAD. According to this resolution, UNMISS shall, and I quote the resolution, actively participate in the work of the Joint Monitoring Evaluation Commission. What we had so far was a support to the joint teams of IGAD, which was mostly logistical. So we will be a lot more involved in all the monitoring mechanism to assess the ceasefire. The other issue is about the hybrid court that has been recommended in the AU Peace and Security Commission report, and UNMISS is going to be supporting the establishment of such a court in the framework of transitional justice to be able to ensure that everyone in this war or in this conflict can be accountable to a hybrid court.